Dr. Sebag taking an office note on patient Sammy Moussa, S-A-M-M-Y, Moussa, M-O-U-S-A. Date of birth 10-14-2000. Date of service 10-12-2023. Paragraph. The patient is a 22-year-old gentleman who's presenting to see me because of elevated serum creatinine 1.53 that was found incidentally after he had recent surgery. Paragraph. Past medical history includes occipital neuralgia secondary to compressed occipital nerve. He recently had surgery for decompression and was found to have high serum creatinine during the evaluation. Next in the medical history include history of pericarditis a few months ago while he was vacationing in Mexico. Next, testicular torsion such post-surgery. Preparagapa surgical history includes orchiopexy bilateral and the decompression of occipital nerve. Paragraph. Allergies, non-drug allergies, social history, patient is single, no kids, no smoking, occasional alcohol, no drug use. He's a mechanical engineer. Family history, grandfather with end-stage kidney disease, grandmother with diabetes, dad with hypertension. Paragraph. Review systems, patient used to have chronic residual occipital headaches resulting from compression of his occipital nerve that was recently relieved to surgery. He used to be taking a lot of Advil on daily basis. He would take 2 to 3 pills for 3-4 month period of time at a time before his surgery period. Denies any chest pain except when he had his pericarditis diagnosed. He still has some palpitations at night every now and then, period. No shortness of breath, no nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, diarrhea, or constipation report, no urinary symptomatology, no leg swelling. All other systems reviewed are negative. COVID shots, he received 3 shots total, period. Paragraph. Current medications include gabapentin. On physical exam, his vital signs, as mentioned above, HNT, pupils generally active to light and accommodation, injected conjunctive, anonectatic sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no red paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated in rhythm, normal response to, no measure, no friction of her lungs, appear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes, heart abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity, extremities. There is no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, no the neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations show the following. His creatinine is 1.53, albumin 5.5, sodium 143, period. White count 9, hemoglobin 16.7. Normal liver enzymes. Factor 5 laden was positive, heterozygous, vitamin D level was 31.5, period paragraph. Assessment and plan 1, elevated serum creatinine in a young patient. Differential diagnosis include the NSAID induced, namely Advil versus hemoconcentration and dehydration versus increased muscle mass as patient has been working out in the gym prior to this happening. We are going to do a 4-hour workup including imaging studies, serologic workup, quantification of proteinuria if any. Patients to avoid NSAIDs at this time until we get the workup done. If he has to take NSAIDs for his occipital nerve compression for a long period of time, we'll have to monitor very closely the kidney function and we'll have a full discussion with patient at that time. Period paragraph. Next diagnosis. History of pericarditis, most likely induced by mRNA COVID vaccination. Patient is to follow closely with cardiology to make sure that he has no residual heart dysfunction, paragraph. Patient will be seen in my office in 1 to 2 weeks to as in televisit to discuss the results and the report. Thanks.